The weekly news article audio. Today in science and environment. Vietnam has too much e-waste, workers recycle some of it. The world is producing more e-waste than ever. There were 62 million metric tons of e-waste in 2022, and it's expected to reach 82 million by 2030. Almost half of it comes from Asian countries. In 2022, only less than 25% of e-waste was collected and recycled properly. It's important to manage e-waste, because it's quickly filling up landfills and releasing chemicals that harm human health. Some e-waste wind up with casual waste workers like Dam Chan Nguyen. He salvages old and broken electronic devices in Ho Chi Minh. Nguyen believes that nothing goes to waste. What can be salvaged is reused, and what's left is sold as scrap. This situation is common in Southeast Asian countries, because no e-waste is formally collected or recycled there. Because no e-waste is collected, it's difficult for recycling companies to get their hands on enough waste to make recycling cheaper. So, the UN suggests that companies should collaborate with casual waste workers. This way, companies can help casual workers gather and recycle e-waste, without harming their health, which is one of Nguyen's concerns. At the same time, workers can help companies gather the waste they need. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated. Chances for everyone, everywhere.